I'm Paul Harris. Thanks for listening to America Weekend. For the last 25 years, Ken Burns has been making amazing documentaries about baseball and the Civil War and about our national parks and so many more. His new one is an effort with his daughter that is called The Central Park Five. It'll air Tuesday night on PBS. It is a documentary about the five black and Latino teenagers from Harlem who were wrongly convicted of raping a white woman in Central Park in New York City 24 years ago this month. The documentary chronicles what was called the Central Park Jogger case. But this is the first time the story has been told from the perspective of the five teenagers whose lives were upended by that miscarriage of justice.
And the lawyer says, we're going to lose this case. What we're planning to do is see if we can get you a plea deal.
And I remember telling them, you guys can cop out, but if I did something, I would cop out. I would want the least amount of time for what I did. But if I didn't do anything, you can give me the rest of my life in prison. I didn't know what that meant back then, but I just knew that there would be no way that I would cop out to something that I didn't do.
That's a clip from the Central Park 5 documentary, and the man behind it, Ken Burns, joins me now. Ken, welcome to America Weekend.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
In listening to that clip, and in fact in watching the screener that your office sent me, I watched it last night, I was kind of a little bit shocked that the adults in these kids' lives were not allowed to be a part of it, considering that they were, 14 and 15 years old at the time?
Yes, and two 14-year-olds, two 15-year-olds, and one developmentally challenged 16-year-old who would go on to be tried and convicted and sentenced as an adult, which only compounds the outrage and the tragedy of this case. You see there in those sort of off the jury deliberations how heroic these kids were, even at that early age. But during upwards of 30 hours of interrogation, the finest, or what I think they'd like to call themselves, the finest that New York City Police Department has to offer in the way of detectives, worked on these kids without their parents present most of the time, without food, without water, without lawyers. And, anybody will confess to anything. And these kids were just told, look, if you say, we know you didn't do it, but if you say you saw someone else do it, people they didn't know at the time, will let you go free. And Corey Wise, the oldest, went away for 13 years, and the others went away for nearly 7 years before the actual rapist. This is the crime of the century, lurid headlines for days and weeks and months in New York and around the country and indeed around the world. These people were the most venal, human beings on earth at the time. And we just, once they were exonerated, once they got out of jail, once they launched a civil suit and the city has spent 10 years delaying that civil suit, we just wanted to go in and say, A, how could something like this have happened? And B, who are these five who were portrayed as animals, beasts? Black beast. The cops invented a term, wilding, that we now use anytime two people of color come together and commit a crime. It was based on this thing. And these were good kids from stable homes who hadn't been in the system before, didn't know how to lawyer up, didn't know how to evoke Miranda, and ended up being the innocent and most vulnerable, being the ones charged with the crimes. The other kids who were in the park making mischief and doing some misdemeanors and one felony, they just copped to that and served very small jail terms, but these kids hadn't done anything, and they ended up serving time for what Mayor Ed Koch called the crime of the century. I mean, it's a real travesty. And on Tuesday night, PBS is broadcasting our two-hour film, which I think it's not just a project with my daughter, but my son-in-law, the filmmaker David McMahon. The three of us are co-directors of this film, and it's interesting to see the poise and the humanity, the wisdom, the incredible forbearance and the absence of bitterness and anger in these five kids, children, who are now men in their 30s, and Corey is 40. It's an amazing thing to watch. And this is, this is a rip-snorting tale, and Americans love CSI and their Law and Order, and this is a, strap yourself in your seatbelts, get the kids off to bed, maybe ask grandma to go in the other room and read a book. But it is a rip-snorting tale, and it's all true, and it happens every day in America. I mean, every day there's a headline that says somebody released from jail after 38 years, not bitter. Somebody, no longer convicted of murder after 40 years, 15 years, 25 years. somewhere along the line, some of us have to stand up and say, we can't continue to do this. That people of a lower class and perhaps a different race from the majority of us need to have equal access to justice. If there is not justice for all, there's not justice for all.
Ken, after the guys got out of jail after serving 10, 12, 13 years, Robert Morgenthau, who was then the district attorney of New York, had those convictions vacated by a judge. But the former prosecutor, his predecessor, who had tried the case, fought that.
Well, it's actually not the former prosecutor. It was someone who worked for him at the time. He was the district attorney, and there are hundreds of attorneys in the district attorney's office, and two prosecutors were originally assigned to the case, Linda Fairsteins, who was head of the sex crimes division, and also another litigator named Elizabeth Lederer. And they are responsible for not seeing, along with the detectives, all the contradictory evidence, all the lack of evidence that linked the boys to this moment. There was a DNA sample of a rapist who was caught later that year that they didn't bother to match, otherwise the kids wouldn't have gone to jail. They continued to hold to the idea without entertaining any alternative narratives that these kids did it, period, full stop. And what they did was maintain a miscarriage of justice. When the rapist came forward in jail after bumping into Corey as Corey's about to get out and says, look, this guy did time for something I did, and his DNA matches 13 years later, and he gives up details that nobody knows about, then Morgenthau goes, what? And he reassigns other prosecutors. They reinvestigate and recommend that the convictions be vacated, which is highly unusual. They joined with the defense, and a judge granted this in a nanosecond. A lot of good it did the boys. They were already out of jail, registered as sex offenders, so they launched a civil suit against the city, and the city has put the slows on that for a decade. So you have compound fracture here. You have justice denied for 13 years, obviously, and now you have 10 years of justice delayed, which, as we also know, is justice denied. And it's just time that we all just say, stop. You know? And I've gone around the country. Everyone is just sort of outraged when we bring one or two or three of the five with us. They applaud and hug them and apologize. These are good kids, and all of us who have kids wonder, you know, but for the grace of God, or all of us, any of us, we remember when we were 14 and 15 and our world lay ahead of us. Would we go to the prom? Who would be our girlfriend? When would we get to drive a car? What job would I have? All of that was taken from them. And not only that, they were put in maximum security prisons where the people who do suffer the most are those convicted of sex crimes.
I'm amazed that people who weren't even involved in the case around the country have apologized to these guys. I'm curious, did any of the former prosecutors or cops apologize to them for ruining their lives?
Nothing. Not anything. And what we need is closure. And so I've urged audiences, not just in New York, but around the country, and they're doing it, to write Mayor Bloomberg and just say, this is a travesty. And he's a good manager. If he wakes up and is aware of this and says, can you remind me again why we're spending hundreds of thousands, perhaps millions of dollars, defending people who made a mistake 24 years ago? Why don't we just settle? Why don't we just put a period at the end of this long run-on sentence of injustice? And it's good for everybody. It's good for the city. It's good for the citizens of the United States. It's obviously good for the five and their families, but it's also good for the prosecutors and the police who need to, like the South African Truth and Reconciliation Commission, have that opportunity, the space to say, you know what, we screwed up. We didn't do this. We thought we had them. We bragged that we'd solve the case. And even though there were these other contradictions, we didn't do our job. We should have done that. All of that heals a country that seems always beset by tensions of class and race and injustices that crop up all the time. These are real systemic failures. And there's some very, concrete things we could do. We can write the mayor of New York. We can say, and that doesn't take too long. And you can say, let's educate everybody about Miranda, and parents as well as kids. If any of these parents had said, wait a second, my son is not saying anything, they yep. wouldn't have had the trouble. And we can also insist that our police departments turn on the cameras at the beginning of the interrogations.
Well, that's one of that's one of the things, Ken, that got me here, is the interrogations that took place, as I mentioned at the beginning, without the parents there and with kids who didn't have lawyers and didn't know that they should ask for their Miranda rights. It is an unbelievably compelling story. I don't want to give too much away here because I want people to watch this thing. It's going to air at 9 o'clock on the coast and 8 o'clock in the middle of the country this Tuesday night on PBS. It's the new documentary from Ken Burns and his daughter and son-in-law. It's called The Central Park Five. I hope people watch it, and I hope it changes things. Ken, I'm so glad you could join me here today to preview it.
It's been my pleasure.
Paul Harris.
America Weekend.